be wise. Blind philosophies, rudiments of the world. The Bible says all of our problems and answers are in the Bible, that everything that pertains to life and godliness. Paul called it the full counsel of God. We think about it. I mean, why, if you, you know, I don't want to knock like psychology and therapy and stuff. You mean, some of you may be there. I mean, you know, there's not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but think about it. Even they've found in research now that when you go into, what is it, when you get to put in a, somebody help me here. You lose your subconscious. You're in a,
coma.
No, not a coma. When they put you in a trance, that's it. Hypnosis, that's the one. Thank you, honey. Yay! Well, that's because you go get hypnotized. No, kidding.
That's because I hypnotize you, honey.
Watch. That over 50% of the supposed abuses that happened before they are aware, know about them, were false. They were just invented. I mean, I have dreams all the time. I had a nightmare the other night, and I woke up, and I thought, you know, somebody come in the back door, and I was running to try to protect my family and all of this. You know, you have those? It's easy for subliminal thoughts to get planted into your mind by people. Well, you see what I'm saying? And they turn it in, and they made up cases against that and put people in prison based upon this hypnotic information that was nothing more than subconscious. Didn't really happen. And so all of this effort to dig back into your past and to justify or rationalize your behavior. Jesus went to the cross, died for us. Everything's forgiven in our lives. And he says, treat other people, do the same thing with other people, forgive others. And after 5 years and all this money of this therapy and stuff, they finally get the point to say, well, now that we've pulled this out, you need to forgive. I could have told you that right now in 30 seconds and saved you the money and the time. Forgive them. Jesus forgave you. You forgive them. It's vain. It's empty. The world says, love yourself and go for the gusto to be happy. The Bible says, love one another and esteem others more highly than yourself to have joy. The world says, find your inner self for fulfillment. The Bible says, abide in me. I know you better than you know yourself. The world says, calls beauty sex and exposing of your body. And the Bible says, be modest and radiate an inner beauty. The world calls science how the cosmos created itself. The Bible says science is learning how Jesus created it all and holds it all together. Doesn't limit science in any way. Hollywood says irreconcilable differences. The Bible says be ministers of reconciliation as ambassadors of Christ. The world says pump yourself full of chemicals so your brain waves will change in order to be able to cope. And the Bible says a merry heart's like a medicine. Let's go on. I could go on and on all day. It says, for in him, Jesus Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, every bit of the Father, every bit of the Holy Spirit, bodily dwelt in Jesus the Son. He's fully God. He's fully the Holy Spirit. We had the JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses, come by our door yesterday. In fact, you know, she didn't answer the door. So I think Tim had it. He came by his house too. I said, honey, next time just go, man, I love Jesus. You want to know about my Savior? I got such joy in my life. Oh, I got to. He took all of the rules that you're bound in. I've got liberty and freedom in him. It's so great. You want to know about it? They will run, you know. They will run because they don't want freedom. They don't want that. They want to be bound to rules. Because there's never been a breaking down of self and saying, I'm not good enough on my own. God had to come in human flesh in order to make me right, in order for me to spend eternity with him. That's the only way I can. And that's it. It's the bottom line. It's the narrow way. I'm the way, Jesus said. We're complete. We are complete in Jesus. If God, all of God, everything He is, bodily dwelt in Jesus, and we have Christ in us, we're complete in Christ. Because Christ is everything. The fullness of God is in Christ, and Christ has come into our lives to complete us. Well, why do we think we need to get caught up in all this stuff when we're complete right here in Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power? And so intellectualism is a real threat. I'm going to make copies of this. It's just some notes on the Word of God for some of you guys. It's sufficiency in our counsel. But I have some wisdom, some knowledge here. I hadn't even read it yet. I just pulled it off. My wife told me. It's questions that are asked to children about moms. Elementary school age children are asked questions about, why did God make mothers? She's the only one who knows where the Scotch tape is. Top answer. Mostly to clean the house. Second answer. And the third highest answer, to help us out of there when we were getting born. That's what kids see moms are for. Help me out when I'm getting born. Push again, Mom, please. How did God make mothers? He used dirt just like the rest of us. I like that. I'm a dirt bag. So are you. But we've got this valuable, eternal treasure placed in us. Magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. How did God make? God made my mom just the same like He made me. He just used bigger parts. Next one, what ingredients are mothers made of? God makes mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world in one dab of mean. They had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly used string, I think. Why did God give your mother and not some other mom? Because we're related. First answer. Second, God knew she likes me a lot more than other people's moms like me. Oh, that's a good answer right there. Nothing against your kids. I just like mine better. I can put up with mine. What kind of little girl was your mom? My mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. Number one. I don't know because I wasn't there, but I guess she would be pretty bossy. They say she used to be nice. What did Mom need to know about Dad before she married him? Number one answer, his last name. Have you thought about Goad? She had to know his background. Like, is he a crook? Does he get drunk on beer? Does he make at least $800 a year? Did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? Yes to chores. That's a killer. These kids are with. Why did your mom marry your dad? My dad makes the best spaghetti in the world. And my mom eats a lot of it. All right, she got too old to do anything else with him. So she married him. I missed that one. Some of their wisdom's just too way up there. I can't get it. Oh. My grandma says that Mom didn't have her thinking cap on. Who's the boss at your house? Mom doesn't want to be boss, but she has to because Dad's such a goofball. Mom, you can tell by room inspection, she sees the stuff under the bed. I guess Mom is, but only because she has a lot more to do than Dad. Ouch. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms work at work and work at home. And dads just got to work at work. That isn't true. The kids see it that way. That's number one answer. Moms know how to talk to teachers without scaring them. Dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power because that's who you got to ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's. That is power. What does your mom do in her spare time? Mothers don't do spare time. Bless her heart. To hear her tell it, she plays bills all day long. To hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long. What are you saying in front of your kids? Well, man, that's number two answer. What would it take to make your mom perfect? On the inside, she's already perfect. How about that? Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery. Diet, you know, her hair. I'd dye it maybe blue. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it, not me. And that's the last of the answers. So.